It's Wednesday, May 18th, 2016. I'm your host, Joe, and you're listening to the Wet Shaven News Podcast, powered by Sharpologist.com. Welcome back to the Wet Shaven News Podcast, everyone. Today on the show, we'll have a special interview from a new vendor. We'll discuss some news and an old article that really made me think. So guys, in industry news, Case Shaveworks has announced a new scent dedicated to those who reside in South Florida. That's right, Miami Nights is a special soap that debuts June 25th at the 4th Annual South Florida Wet Shavers Meetup. The group has had several limited edition soaps and aftershaves in the past year and are pleased to announce that this will be the first regular stock item in their online store. So check out www.southfloridawetshavers.com for more info. Now, I know the site isn't 100% yet, guys, but it is on its way. They will be debuting these soaps on the 25th of June for the general public. For anybody to buy, it's coming out of their special online Etsy store. So check it out when you get a chance. Just go to facebook.com/kshaveworks for more information. And don't forget to check out the South Florida Wet Shavers website. Also, all these links will be in the show notes, so no worries. Check them out. Another new company that just came out that I just noticed was Stash Soapworks. It's an Estee shop, and it really it's a merge with some several handmade items, and that include balms, body butters, shampoo bars, and shaving soap. So it's really cool. I took a look at the site. They have everything in stock, I believe, and they got some decent reviews. So check it out. See if you enjoy it, and let us know. You know, it'd be awesome. So guys, I recently was looking at the forums, and I found an article that's a little old. It's probably about almost 3 years old. I think 2.5 years old, maybe. And it was featured on, actually it was in August of 2014, sorry. So almost 2 years old. And it was, the article is entitled, Meet Bernard, My 95-Year-Old Friend. And Bernard is a gentleman that is, at the time, 95, so he's 97 now, almost. And he's an old-time wet shaver. And this interview is just, reading on about it, it's just awesome. The gentleman is 95 years old, but he remembers wet shaving when he was a kid. He remembers going to the barber to have his straight razor sharpened. He remembers using a Gillette safety razor and switching to a straight razor. We're talking 50 years ago. This gentleman really lived a very interesting life. He was a retail manager for over 50 years, and you know, just reading this interview by the gentleman who did interview him, it's just so well written. It's awesome. I read it a couple of times, and I couldn't really like believe that a gentleman remembered all that about shaving. I didn't think shaving would have been that big of a deal back then, but really, it's really awesome. I mean, it's just great to see how this interview went. And I'll just go over a little bit of it to you. So he talks about the biggest, how he actually shaves. And he says he's always gone one way down with the razor. He's only used two passes, as in with the grain and against the grain. So he's only done a two-pass shave his entire life. And he also says, you know, one of the questions is, did you ever have any problems with nicks, cuts, etc.? And he answered, when I first started using a straight, I would come out of the bathroom with toilet paper on my face to stop the bleeding. But after a while, I got the hang of it. Never had a problem with the Gillette. Sometimes I think the only reason I want to go back to the straight razor is because they told me I can't use it here. Now, this gentleman was Bernard actually is his name. He's not allowed to use a straight razor anymore due to medical reasons, and they won't let him use it. But he does use a Gillette safety razor every day. So really cool. Guys, I won't go too deep into it, but really, you know what? Check out this article and read about Bernard. It's really great and interesting. I really enjoyed it. I'll leave the link in the show notes. It's on Badger and Blade. So check it out when you get a chance. And like I said, I wish I could read the whole thing on the podcast, but it'd take too long. Take a look. It's really good. So, guys, we have a few meetups coming up. And, well, we had a great one last weekend. Maggards had their meetup up in Michigan. I believe Mantic 59 was there from the Sharpologist. I'm sure we're going to hear a lot from him in the very near future on the site. So check out the Sharpologist periodically. Supposedly, this was a great meetup. You know, I wasn't able to go, but I've heard a lot of great things about it. So, you know, be on the lookout for some information on that and seeing some really cool stuff coming out of there. So, guys, we have a few meetups coming up. Excuse me. We have the Kansas City wet shaving meetup, and that is on the 28th of this month. Excuse me. We have the another meetup coming up, and this is the 2016 Iowa Razor meetup, and that is the 28th to the 29th. And let me tell you, that looks pretty good. You have the Richmond, Kentucky meetup coming up, and that's on the 29th. We also have on June 11th, we have the Chicago area meetup, and that is in the heart of Chicago. Really cool there. Now, I'm not going to go over too much information because there's so many meetups going on right now, but I will tell you where to find all the information. That will be at www.shavemeetup.com, and I'll leave a link for it in the notes so you can check out all the meetups that are going on in your area and be ready to go. Also, June 25th is the 4th South Florida Wet Shavers Meetup, and that is in Sebring, Florida. We have on July 30th, the Riverside, California Meetup, and there's several other ones. We have the Seattle Shave Convention, which is the 17th of September, the Northeast Shave Meetup, which will be the 24th of September, and the big one, the 13th Annual National Shaving Collectibles Meet on October 22nd till October 23rd. Now, guys, this is the one you want to go to if you're going to see some collectibles. These guys have been going on for 13 years. This is their 13th year. It started out as the Shave Mug Convention Collectors Meetup, and that was how it started off, and it moved on to shaving collectibles. This is for the collector, okay? This is really cool. And you can go find out more information from them on razormeeting.com. They have a website dedicated to this. It looks like a great time. They have a Facebook page as well. They've been featured on Mustache and Blade, episode 44. So that was about a couple of years ago, I believe, or a year or two ago. So really, really interesting stuff, guys. Definitely want to check them out. And if you're in the area, it's in Ohio. If you're in the area, definitely go hit them up. So it sounds great. So moving right along, I'll go over one quick thought. And I'm not going to go too detail in this area. But the thought of the week is pass around etiquette. So I don't know if many of you have really been participating in pass arounds. What a pass around is, if you don't know, is when somebody takes a soap, a brush, a razor, and they decide to pass it to several members of a particular group. Forum, could be a Facebook group, could be an XD group, could be, you know, just, it could be Amazon, anything really. And what they do is they say, I'm going to pass it around and I want everybody in the group to use it. But is there proper etiquette around this gesture? Are people taking advantage of it, or are they actually respecting it? Now, I would think that a written set of rules wouldn't be needed for a pass-around etiquette. And what we mean by pass-around etiquette, using too much soap, scooping it out for samples, or, you know, accidentally breaking something and not mentioning it to the other person so we never find out what happens to it. So, guys, what I would say would be proper pass-around etiquette would be to use the soap once or twice, record your use, maybe even three times if you want, and don't overuse it. Just use it for a couple of shaves, and then record your experience with it on the forum or whatever the rules are with that particular group. And then pass it on to the next guy in the same condition that you received it in. Clean, nice, no hairs in the soap. Make sure the brush is all washed and ready to go. If it's a razor, or a straight razor, you know, make sure you oil the razor and make sure it doesn't rust. You know, pack it up nicely, just like if it was your own product. So, granted, it's a lot of people, you know, their mistakes happen. An item might fall and break. But be the one to say something if it did, and offer to replace it if it did break, if it was on your dime. Chances are the guy that owns it or the guy that started passing around will say it's okay and appreciate the honesty. But when a member gets an item that's broken or soap that's used up, and then by before, you know, all the members get a chance to, it's just not right. So make sure when you do work with a pass around or talk to anybody that are in pass around, don't take samples out of the soap. Don't overuse the blades. You know, don't make sure you pack the razors correctly. And if something does break, let the owner know. Let the owner know that what happened. You know, honesty is the best power for this type of stuff. So guys, really appreciate the passer out etiquette. You know, let me know your thoughts at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com if you have any thoughts or any stories about what happened with the pass around or something that you've experienced. You know, let me know what's going on, and I'll put it on the show next in 2 weeks. So, last but not least, guys, we have a special interview for you today. Now, I was able to meet up via Skype with Brian, the owner of the Tampa Shave Company. And this gentleman has really emerged on the wet shaving scene. He's come out with his own line of safety razors. He's got some artisan soaps, and he's getting a whole new setup in his shop. But I don't want to spoil the interview. So guys, hold on 1 second. I have the interview coming right up. I really hope you enjoy it, and let me know your thoughts. Hey guys, today we have a special, very special interview for today on the podcast. We have with me Brian, the owner of the Tampa Shave Company. And what Brian's been doing, if you guys haven't seen in the wet shaving world, he's been really active. He's got his own line of safety razors. It's been getting a lot of attention, and we're really, really excited to have him on the show today. This is his first podcast interview with any podcast, so I'm very glad to have it first here on the Wet Shaving News podcast. So without further ado, let's get on with the show. Hey, Brian, welcome to the show. If you can take a minute or two and just let our listeners know a little bit about yourself and your background, I'm sure they'll be very interested to hear what you do, because it's awesome. So let me tell you.
Sure. First off, my name is Brian Abernathy. I'm the owner, operator of Tampa Shave Company .com, and I also have a barber shop, which I'm turning into a shave shop, and that's Tampa Shave Co. Barbershop. So I'm going to be kind of integrating the two together. So there'll be a storefront and a website. I'm originally from Tampa. I've lived here all my life. So I work a block away from where I live. So I kind of, you know, live in this area and work in this area. So born and raised here.
Awesome.
I have a 4-year-old son. So that's probably my other hobby besides you know, business and shaving in that world. And that's about it.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely cool that you're very fortunate to be able to work in your hometown right down the street and everything like that. I wish I did. I kind of have to commute, but you know what? Hey, that's life. But so what actually inspired you to start this company? I was really interested when I got to, you know, speak to you before we did this podcast, of course, and to learn about how you started and everything like that, and that you are actually a professional barber and wet shaver. You know, what really did inspire you to start the Tampa Shave Company?
It sounds really easy, like you just wake up one day and you start it. It didn't really happen that way to me. I started with the barbershop, literally had no customers and worked, you know, 7 days a week to build that up. And I built a successful barbershop, but I felt something was missing. I didn't have a retail side to my barbershop. So I started searching what items would I want to sell that are not in your typical chain barbershop, that are, you know, just not what the average guy wants. And, I felt like I found a company that had a great image and a great product. And, you know, I started with them sending me samples, and everyone loved it, and I ordered, 20 things, and those sold in a couple of days. And then, I went from, order of a couple, hundred to, $1,000. And then, people loved those products. So I sold those out, and then they said, hey, we're going to come out with razors too. And I was like, man, that would be awesome. So I got the razors in, and people loved them. And I remember my grandfather, actually, I have one of his old razors that's a safety razor. And I just decided, let me make a couple of these and see how it goes. And I made a couple, and people really loved them. And I was like, maybe I'm on to something here. So then I made a little bit more, and it's kind of snowballed into something that's everyone seems to really like and seems to support, and I think people are looking for these type of products, but no one's really addressing it. Everyone's going to the cheap shave, and they think the cheap shave is the way to go. And my opinion is people want to go back to kind of the classic shave, the wet shave, and there's no place to really get these products except for a few places, in the malls that are just ridiculously overpriced. Most of the shave soap guys and girls, they make them at home and they sell them online. And, no one really gets to touch and feel those unless they're at some type of event. So the other part of my business is where I'm going to have my barbershop as a shave shop too, and hopefully have all these shave soaps in stock, Badger brushes, bowls, like all the stuff that you can only get online will be in my shop, and you can come and touch it and feel it. And it's just going to be, what I'm doing is I'm listening to what the wet shavers want. I'm not listening to what I want, because the wet shavers, they want what they want, and that's what the people want. So I'm taking everyone's, opinion, and I'm making a real wet shaver shop. I'm making a big time retail shop to make a lot of money. It's more about making shaving fun again is kind of my slogan. And when people come in and they see the stuff, they literally get a smile on their face. And when they buy some soaps and stuff and go home, they're excited to go shaving. And, I can't tell you the last time, 90% of guys were excited to go shave. So I feel it's a good thing, and people are really responding to it very good.
Awesome. Yeah, I can tell you, I really like your points that you just mentioned, how you're really into the shaving aspect of the business and what the wet shavers actually want, as opposed to what the general public wants. Not everybody's a traditional wet shaver, but the traditional wet shavers are definitely it's starting to grow, and they really are. It's a good group, and that's really awesome that you're, not only catering to business but also catering to the needs of the wet shaver. So that's awesome. So your safety razors are what got my attention when I saw that you were coming out with your own line of Tampa Shave Company safety razors, and they've generated a lot of attention in the wet shaving world, especially on Facebook lately. I've noticed in the last couple of months. So I know you kind of touched on what motivated you to start selling the Tampa Shave Company razor, but is there anything else like in the future, or anything, or what you plan on doing with these razors, or what are your overall, are you going to come out with different like special editions or something like that? Or are you going to have just like a straight line? I mean, what are your actual like plans for the other products and stuff that you're selling at the moment?
Right now, like I said, I started with a couple razors to see how it would go. And I've got, requests for open comb razors. I've got requests for, the fatty razor in all black. I've got requests for, high end razors. So as of right now, I'm basically taking what people are asking me, and I'm getting what people are wanting. So next week I should have 8 more razors coming out, which will be all black fatty razor, a textured all black, classic razor. And then they'll have the smooth razor. I'll have a all gold razor. I'll have a Goldwood Black, and there's a few more in there. And like I said, I think I'll have the open comb guard, and that will be an option that you can pick. And like I said, I would love to do some custom runs for people, to get the, you know, what they want. I'm still working on that because it's a limited order. Like, you'd have to do so many to make it feasible for people to do. Mm-hmm. It would be amazing to have where I could do one-off razors. Like, you know, it could be mom, I mean, not mom, but, you know, number one dad, or it could be your name, or a special gift or a logo for a company. That's definitely an option I've been throwing around. So I'm working on kind of all aspects, and really what the people want is what I'm taking in consideration.
Wow. That's just like really cool. Just some of these ideas that you have are just, I mean, just what you just mentioned, the all black fatty coming out. I'm sure it looks awesome. I can't wait to see the pictures of it and see it in person. But yeah, just, I'm like very excited. I don't know. I know the other wet shavers are probably excited. The guys listening to this are going to get excited too. And one thing we really want to know is, and I'm sure our listeners and everybody else that's going to be in the wet shaving world, how can we find you and your products? Like your website, you know, I know I noticed you spoke about brick and mortar shop, your actual barber shop's going to have more products. So how can we find you?
Right now it's TampaShaveCompany.com. I'm on Facebook, Tampa Shave Company. I'm on Instagram, Tampa Shave Company. My barbershop is located in Oldsmar, and that's Oldsmar, Florida. And right now, I'm in the process of changing the name. The name of the barbershop right now is Fade's Barbershop, mm-hmm. and I'm transferring the name into Tampa Shave Co. Barbershop. There's a couple obstacles on that because you have to change everything across the board online to match up. So it's, you know, and I have to change. I have my truck, which is wrapped, and so I got to rewrap everything. I got to, you know, re-sticker. I'm still in the process of building out a really nice display for my shop for all the shaving stuff. Right now I have a small display, but I'm building a 7-foot display that'll have, you know, a nice glass display for razors. It'll have, you know, just a lot of nice stuff is what I'm trying to bring to the table at the barbershop. But mostly TampaShaveCompany.com is where I'm selling my razors. All my other products, where I'm kind of doing a little bit of pairing up with other guys with their razor or their shave soaps, their aftershaves, their Badger brushes, whatever type of shaving stuff people want is what I'm trying to have in my barbershop. Eventually, I'll probably have that on my website, but I would really like to have that in stock so people can almost have like a shave meetup. They can come to my shop and pretty much touch everyone's products that you usually can't touch unless you're at a shave meet.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So basically you're going to have almost a full service type of brick and mortar. And you, not only that, you're also a professional barber. So you'll be doing some really cool old school, barber shaves as well. Right. And cuts and haircuts. Cool.
Yeah, I'm a master barber. I've been a barber for over 7 years now. I would really love to have where if they want to bring in their own products, if they want to buy the products, like we could do a shave with that. I just got a lot of through the fire products in the other day, and those are really awesome. I think the Maria's her name. She's great. She sent me a whole bunch of awesome products. I mean, they smell amazing. It's not your average barber shop, you know, smell when you get that stuff. That stuff is really, really amazing. I mean, like I was thinking about it all last night because it smelled so good. So I'm even thinking about options about having people, if they want to purchase a shave, you know, a set of soap or Badger brush or aftershaves, where we could actually do those shaves on people. But that's kind of getting way off the subject.
Yeah. Well, hey, maybe in the future. You never know, you know?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Brian, I can't thank you enough for being on the show today. I'm so happy I got to talk to you. I know our listeners are definitely going to – I'm surprising them with this interview, so I can't wait till they listen to it. We only wish you the best of luck and look forward to seeing your business grow. And guys, if you're looking for anything from Brian, please, I will have the link to his website in our show notes. So don't forget, check it out, click on it, take a look. Guys, if you're in the Tampa area, reach out to Brian, go in for a shave or a cut, man. I'm sure you're going to have a great experience. So Brian, again, thank you for being on the show today.
Okay. I really want to thank, South Florida Wet Shavers Group. They really have led me in the right direction and kind of took me in and befriended me and really support everything I'm doing. And I also want to send out an invitation to anybody that's, you know, got their own company and want their products in my store. I would love to partner up with anyone that wants to be a part of what I'm doing. You can get through me through my Facebook there, send a message, and, you know, 9 out of 10 times I'm buying my phone so I can return it right away.
Awesome. So, guys, again, Brian, I can't thank you enough for coming on. And, again, we look forward to seeing you progress and seeing some of those cool razors. So, guys, thank you again.
Well, that's all we have for you this week on the Wet Shaving News Podcast, guys. Special shout out to Brian from the Tampa Shave Company for allowing us to interview him this week. What a great interview it was. Another special thanks to Andrew, our host, who's taking some time off. He's got a special interview coming up in the next couple of weeks. You don't want to miss it. And another special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for allowing us to use his site on thesharpologist.com. Guys, I'm Joe. Signing out, I'll see you on June 1st, 2016. And remember, shave straight, shave safe.